Welcome to worship today, the seventh and last Sunday of Easter. Next Sunday we will be celebrating Pentecost, Whitsun, the coming of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said he had to leave, return to the Father, in order for the Spirit to come. And so on Thursday we remembered the event of Jesus' ascension, his being taken up into the heavens, 40 days after his Easter resurrection from death, his departure, and yet his great giving of himself, so that each one of us might know his presence. So let's make ourselves comfortable, either sitting, kneeling, or standing. Let us set aside time for worship. Maybe light a candle, or burn some incense. Be still where you are, and find the stillness within. Calm me, O Lord, as you stilled the storm. Still me, O Lord, keep me from harm. Let all the tumult within me cease. Enfold me, Lord, in your peace. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth, make music in praise of the Lord. He rides on the ancient heaven of heavens, and sends forth his voice, a mighty voice. Ascribe power to God, whose splendour is over Israel, whose power is above the clouds. How awesome is God in his holy sanctuary, the God of Israel, who gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. Risen Christ, you have raised our human nature to the throne of heaven. Help us to seek and serve you, that we may join you at the Father's side, where you reign with the Holy Spirit in glory, now and forever. Amen. Seeing we have a great high priest who has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, and make our confession to our Heavenly Father. Jesus Christ, risen Master and triumphant Lord, we come to you in sorrow for our sins, and confess to you our weakness and unbelief. We have lived by our own strength, and not by the power of your resurrection. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived by the light of our own eyes, as faithless and not believing. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. We have lived for this world alone and doubted our home in heaven. In your mercy, forgive us. Lord, hear us and help us. You raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. You bring pardon and peace to the broken in heart. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. You make one by your Spirit the torn and divided. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Verses from Psalm 68 with the refrain, Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. As the smoke vanishes, so may they vanish away. As wax melts at the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. Let them make merry with gladness. Sing to God, sing praises to his name, exalt him who rides on the clouds. The Lord is his name, rejoice before him. Father of the fatherless, defender of widows, God in his holy habitation. God gives the solitary a home, and brings forth prisoners to songs of welcome. But the rebellious inhabit a burning desert. O God, when you went forth before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook and the heavens dropped down rain at the presence of God, the Lord of Sinai, at the presence of God, the God of Israel. You sent down a gracious rain, O God. You refreshed your inheritance when it was weary. Your people came to dwell there. In your goodness, O God, you provide for the poor. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. The first reading is from Acts in chapter 1, verses 6 to 14. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven, as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes, and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying, Peter and John, and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. Second reading is from the first letter of Peter in chapter 4 verses 12 to 14 and chapter 5 verses 6 to 11. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Holy Gospel is written in John chapter 17, beginning at the first verse. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come Pentecost, which is just next Sunday, the liturgical calendar will be completed for another year. The Gospel story will have been told again, as it has been for centuries, against the backdrop of the physical seasons and our journeying full circle around our local star. The good news has been imparted in bite-sized seasonal chunks. Light has shone in the darkness, for God is with us in our most needy times. He is revealed through acts of compassion, through words of wisdom, justice and love. We experience the desolation of hopes dashed, and then the triumph of new life in resurrection, tuned to accompany nature bursting forth in blossom and leaf. With the story completed, Jesus' mission is accomplished. The Spirit abounds freely, available to us all. His spiritual fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. See Galatians 5. These will be seen in our churches, hopefully. That faithful witness seeping into all the communities we inhabit, albeit gradually. So, it's not about us putting our feet up and just saying, thanks, Jesus. We are to respond positively to his call by, as it says in the Acts reading, going to the ends of the earth with that love burning in our hearts. It's funny to think, isn't it, that to the Roman mind, Britain was the end of the earth. And some made a move. They responded to that challenge. They came and shared the message with our ancestors. They were fruitful and gained for themselves a sense of fulfilment in their response to God's call. Many of us, locked down, have had plenty of time to kick back and put our feet up, and we've been able to enjoy the warmth of the sun already this year. It's lovely and good for us, but not fulfilling in itself. So today's Gospel reading takes us back to the darkness of the Garden of Gethsemane, into the night just before Jesus' arrest. We don't really want to go back there. We endured it again in our imaginations only a few weeks ago. That was enough. Please don't give us a second spike. But it's a spike that reminds us, now we're the other side of the cross and celebrating Jesus' resurrection, that he was at a point of decision, on the cusp of something. He experienced anxiety, fear, and a remoteness, but he determined to follow through. We speculate about life after the virus. There are opportunities for change. But will we? Already we see evidence of a reverting to the old normal. Jesus could easily have walked away, up and over the hill, through Bethany and into the wilderness, but he didn't. In the Acts reading, the disciples went back to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God, as we can read at the end of the Luke Gospel. They could have stuck at that, but they didn't. They went for more. Jesus went to the garden to think, to pray, to prepare himself. In this imposed lockdown, we've had and have the opportunity to do the same. Are we forming a vision for a better, fairer, more inclusive world? Are we anxious about the sacrifice that might mean for us? Will we resolve to commit to it? Or will we regress? Or will we just settle for what we can get? God localised himself in Jesus, made himself more relatable to, personal, identifiable, bringing good news to our individual limited lives, bestowing significance on our seeming insignificance. The ascension signifies that Jesus, the Christ, could not stay in lockdown. His message, his salvation, his love is for all his creation. The resurrected Jesus could not be contained or physically localised. The ascension was a bursting of those bonds in the same way his resurrection burst the bonds of death. He was universalised, his love made available to all. And with his spirit in our hearts and his message on our lips, his love can reign and will reign forever.
We turn to a time of prayer. The response to Lord, hear us is, Lord, graciously hear us. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Jesus, our exalted Lord, has been given all authority. Let us seek his intercession, that our prayers may be perfected by his prayer. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Jesus Christ, great High Priest, living forever to intercede for us, pray for the Church, your broken body in the world. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Jesus Christ, King of righteousness, enthroned at the right hand of the Majesty on high, pray for the world and make it subject to your gentle rule. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Jesus Christ, Son of Man, drawing humanity into the life of God, pray for your brothers and sisters in need, distress, or sorrow. We pray for the many who are on our hearts and minds at this time. Those who are struggling with disease. Those who are grief-stricken. Those who see no hope. Those who feel confined and abandoned. Those we name before you. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Jesus Christ, pioneer of our salvation, bringing us to glory through your death and resurrection, surround with your saints and angels those who have died trusting your promises. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Jesus Christ, Lord over all things, ascended far above the heavens and filling the universe, pray for us who receive the gifts you give us for work in your service. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Jesus Christ, keep the Church in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of peace, and bring the whole created order to worship at your feet. For you are alive and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray together. Risen, ascended Lord, as we rejoice at your triumph, fill your Church on earth with power and compassion, that all who are estranged by sin may find forgiveness and know your peace. To the glory of God the Father. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Eternal God, giver of love and power, your Son, Jesus Christ, has sent us into all the world to preach the gospel of his kingdom. Confirm us in this mission and help us to live the good news we proclaim. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Amen.